Sharp.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Reverend David Colby from the Central Presbyterian Church in St. Paul. And then stay standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for doing this.
You bet.
Let us pray. Holy and wonderful God, as the snow falls outside, we know that it's good to be here. We give you thanks for the warmth within this building. Here in this chamber, we gather for deliberation and debate, but we're thankful for the people throughout the Capitol complex who keep the drives plowed and the steps shoveled clean, who mop the floors and greet people as they take off their coats and scarves. Days like today remind us how we are part of a larger community. As the new legislative session is now underway with its odd and unusual patterns of life, we pray for energy and strength and balance. We pray for our families who make sacrifices to make our work here possible. We give thanks for staff members and constituents who offer guidance and feedback. Keep us mindful of the consequences of our actions and the people who will be affected by what we accomplish. Now, as we turn to the work in front of us today, we ask for wisdom to fall in abundance and for a spirit of comedy to guide our interactions. Amen.
Okay, now we'll turn around.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Thank you, Reverend Colby.
Yep.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson Ropes, Fishbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariso, Perry, Hogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Salzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
Quorum is present. First order of business is executive and official communications. Printed on today's agenda. Next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move that reports of committees be now adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, second reading of Senate bills. The next order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are three changes on page 1. Senate file 2363 will be sent to the Judiciary Committee. Page 1, Senate file 2365 will be sent to Finance. And on page 6, Senator Koch's Senate file 2411 will be sent to the Finance Committee. First reading and these bills will be referred to the committees as indicated. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. We'll take motions without objection as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. There's a resolution number 144 on today's agenda. Without objection, that resolution will be sent to the Rules Committee. Senator Moi, did you have a remaining under motions? Senator Moi?
Mr. President, I move that the appointment of notaries public received February 4th, 2010 be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Moi.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now consent to and confirm the appointments of the notaries public.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The notary publics are confirmed. Senator Lori, did you have a concurrence motion this morning?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate File 848 be taken from the table, and a concurrence and repassage that the Senate move to concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 848 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Senator Lori, tell the... Okay, we'll take it from the table. On that motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Opposed. Aye.
Motion prevails. Okay, tell us what amendments were made since the bill left here.
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is a township elections bill that passed the Senate in the last days, 62-3, and it was sent over to the House, and there was one provision, a Senator Olsen provision, that raised the limit on municipalities are able to conduct mail-in ballots currently if they have under 400 eligible voters, and it would have lifted the limit to 1,000. The House took that provision out of the bill. I do believe that that was, recalling the debate that we had, was the reason for the three nay votes in the Senate. And so I would ask members help in repassing this bill as amended
by
the House.
Discussion on the Lori motion to concur Senate File 848. Seeing none, the Secretary will give the Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Lori, could you explain to us whether or not the townships, I believe this bill does affect townships.
Okay, let's kind of start out the session maybe with less talking and listen to the bills, please. Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senator Lori, your bill affects township elections. And I was wondering, do you have any sign-off or approval from any township organization that's reviewed your bill, and how do they view your bill?
Mr. Chair, Senator Limmer, this bill was actually brought to me by the Minnesota Association of Townships, of which I was a member for nearly a decade and worked very closely with them. I can cover the bill real quick. I mean, there's the three main points are in Section 6. Currently in law, townships are allowed to move their annual meeting in March in the case of inclement weather. And there was a technical thing that it did not include the elections that are also held that same day. So we're saying you can move your annual meeting and your elections in the case of inclement weather. There's an ability for townships who have opted to go to the November elections instead of their standard March elections. They can, under certain criteria, go back to March if it isn't working for them. And the third major piece is the option for those with November elections to go to a six-year term so as to avoid the possibility that a supermajority would be up for election in any given year. So, and it was brought to me by the Township Officers Association, and would appreciate members' support.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Lori, does this provision or your bill, does it have anything to do with runoff elections? Is there any provision in it for that?
Senator Lori.
Mr. Chair, Senator Limmer, there is nothing in here regarding runoff elections.
And Mr. President, Senator Lori, one other question. Does your bill, since it deals with elections, does it have anything, any provision in it to require a photo ID in order for voters to be qualified by identity in order to vote?
Senator Lori.
Mr. Chair, Senator Limmer, no, it does not.
Any further discussion? Senator Lori renews his motion that the Senate concur the amendments by the House to Senate File 848 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed. Motion prevails. Secretary We'll take the roll.
Third reading. Third reading, Senate File 848, a bill for an act relating to elections, changing certain requirements for elections, etc.
Secretary will take the roll. All senators having voted desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes, 0 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. Senator Youngbauer.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File 740 be taken from the table.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Youngbauer.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House of Senate File 740 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
Senator Youngbauer, tell the Senate what has changed since this bill has left this body.
Mr. President, members, this is a authorization for a design build for an intersection in the city of Ramsey, and the House basically amended it to meet the pilot program that was established under the 2009 session law, Chapter 36, Section 29 of the Transportation Finance Bill. And it required the Commissioner of Transportation to create the pilot project. So the House just amended it so it fit under that pilot project and did not create something new.
Discussion on the bill. Seeing none, that Senator Youngbauer moves that the Senate concurrent amendments by the House to Senate File 740 and the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File Number 740, a bill for an act relating to highways, authorizing use by the County of Anoka of a design build process to award contract for construction of intersection of U.S. Highway 10 and County State Aid Highway 83.
Secretary will take the roll. Final passage.
Senator Perry.
All senators having voted, desire to vote. Secretary will close the roll. There being 55 ayes, 6 nays, the bill is passed. Its title agreed to. That concludes the work. We're on the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Betzel.
Thank you, Mr. President. The State Government Budget Division is going to actually start 15 minutes later today. The State Government Budget Division will start at 12:45, not at 12:30. Thank you.
Well, see if Saul's. Well, I don't know.
Further announcements without objection. Senator Pappas, Torres Ray, Senator Paraso, Bach, Sparks, Jen Olson will be excused from today's session all day. Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, a couple of things. First of all, I believe on everyone's desk there's a sheet that talks about the One Minnesota Policy Conference on the 10th, and there still is time to register for this. Just note the backside of that and call in or email, get you into that. One more thing, Mr. President. One more thing, Mr. President. The Senate Republicans will caucus at 7:30 tomorrow morning in our conference room. 7:30 Republican senators in our conference room. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Further announcement, Senator Pogemiller.
Members, the majority caucus will caucus immediately upon adjournment today in room 107. Room 107, majority caucus, immediately upon adjournment. The sooner we get there, the quicker you can get to lunch. Just a heads up for the week. Tomorrow we're going to meet at 10:30 a.m. and take up on a special order the bonding bill. So tomorrow, bonding bill, 10:30 a.m. On Wednesday is the One Minnesota Conference. I hope all members would plan on attending that. There are some, the Humphrey Institute and others have come up with some fabulous national speakers, so I hope members would attend. And on Thursday, our intent would be to meet in the morning prior to probably as early as 8:30 or 9 to take up the General Assistance Medical Care Bill that I believe will have been processed out of the full Finance Committee tomorrow. Apparently it did come out of a division today, so at this moment it looks like it may process the full Finance Committee tomorrow, and the intent would be to take that up Thursday morning prior to the State of the State Address. So committee chairs Thursday morning will be in session probably, 8:30 or 9 o'clock in session. We perhaps could meet as late as 9 or 9:30, but we would like to process the General Assistance Medical Care Bill before the State of the State. With that then, Mr. President, I move this, remember Majority Caucus, room 107, immediately upon adjournment. I would move the Senate adjourn till Tuesday, February 9th, 10:30 a.m.
On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.